Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, all of you hardworking, laser-focused people out there in the land of internet clicks, web browses, swipes, all kinds of great things on phones, devices, tablets, and everything in the world that we live in now. I'm hoping that you guys are having a great morning to start off on this. Yes, it is a Friday before the weekend, kicking off into the weekend. I'm hoping that you're going to have a great morning and a great day today. So first of all, thank you so much for joining Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. I'm your host, Shane Lakita, and this is my podcast. And we're going to talk about stuff and stuff that matters and stuff that matters to me about my journey and about how we're working through things and battling through mental demons and mental issues and being able to push forward and be great at all the things that we're trying to be able to be great at. So first, also, I want to make sure that everybody, just wish everybody a great weekend this weekend. Have a safe weekend, making sure that you're spending time with those that you love or eating that soul food to make sure that you're out there doing things, maybe do some volunteering, maybe spend time with your kids, grandkids, family, or whatever it is this weekend. Just take it easy, embrace each moment, and just enjoy the weekend. And don't jam it so packed that you're so busy that it just feels like it flies right by. Enjoy each moment, right? Embrace each moment and just flourish in that moment for you to be able to tuck it away, make memories, and those kind of things. So have a great weekend, everybody, this weekend. So today's Coffee Talk, I started off this morning by posting on No Finish Line Nation, which, again, I know I keep on reiterating, but is our closed group Facebook page. If you have not been there, I recommend you going there. It's about 40,000 people strong, and it's a bunch of people getting together to lift each other up, to hold each other accountable, to be able to celebrate in each other, comment, like, post videos, post pictures, recipes, everything. And it's a great positive place for you to be, for you to feel supported when sometimes we don't have a lot of support around us as much as we would like to, especially when it comes to the health-related journey, trying to lose weight, trying to be better, trying to shave times off of our runs or lift weights or whatever else. So go join. It's called No Finish Line Nation, and it's on Facebook. It's a group. If you see it, request an ad. Go in there and join. Now, on top of that, we're going to be doing a party this August 4th, and I talked about it on the last podcast that we had. This August 4th, we're going to be doing a get-together. It's going to be in the Back Bay Hilton in Boston, and we're going to be on around 7 o'clock in the evening till about midnight probably is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be having some drinks, some dining, some festivities, some dancing, some celebrations, some connections, some camaraderie, all the things all together based on No Finish Line Nation and what we're building here. So it's going to be a great time. If you have not bought tickets for it yet, if you're local or if you want to travel to be able to come on in and check it out, we have a book of rooms set out aside on that August 4th date. And we've also got some great things planned for everybody that's there. But the tickets are on sale through Eventbrite, and we have those going. We'll be posting those on the page. And then also you'll see them posted on some of the Instagram feeds of some of the admins for No Finish Line Nation. You'll see them also when if you log in and you check it out. We're always posting stuff about the party itself. So, okay. So here's today's podcast. This is today's topic. I posted this morning, like I said, on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect and on my blog. And it's all about overthinking. Here's the story. I was talking to somebody yesterday. So as many of you may know, or some of you may not know, I am a business consultant to different businesses around the area that are franchised kind of owners that we sit down and we talk about the business. We talk about how to be profitable, how to be able to move things forward, et cetera, et cetera. And here's the great thing. I have great dialogue with them. I've built a lot of trust with them, and we've had a lot of really great conversations, and I enjoy everything about it. But yesterday I was having a conversation, and we were talking about one of the events that we wanted to do in one of the locations to get out in the community, send some associates out there to be able to set up a table and then meet and greet and just shake hands and show the brand that you have in the community, showing that you support your community and you want people to know who you are as a person. So business-wise, that's a really important event and it's a really important piece. And I think it's something to be able to make sure that even if it's a small investment for a few hours, it's a large investment for the brand that you're trying to build. So we went into the conversation. This is how I sold it. I said, hey, here's where we're at. This is what we're going to be working on. And they know this. We've talked about this a lot in the past. So the owner themselves sat down and had conversations around how he was all excited. He was ready to go. You know, he's going to have a great event. They're going to be able to go out there to staff it. They're going to be able to meet and greet people, maybe sell some stuff there, all kinds of great stuff. And then within a 3-minute time frame, he went from being a positive person about this whole entire situation to, well, you know, then I also think about the staffing though, because if I send associates out there, then it's going to pull away from the store. We're not going to be able to staff the store. And then I also think about their comfort level of going out there and greeting and meeting all these people. And then I also think about the fact that I don't know if I would be that comfortable. I don't know if I want to invest in that money. And, you know, I know that I've got to do this because you're bringing it to my attention. It's something that's good for business, but I also don't think it's going to be a great thing. I don't really know about this whole thing. So he went within a 2 or 3 minute time frame, maybe even less than that, from going, I'm all excited. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to kick tail and do whatever it takes to, yeah, I don't know about this whole entire thing. I don't really feel really great about the whole entire situation. So he really talked himself out of everything. He legitimately went from being a positive energy that was going to be able to do whatever it takes to be able to go out and make this happen for the business, for himself, for the community and everything, to then being, I don't know about the people that I'm sending and I don't know about the event itself and I'm not really feeling all that great about it anymore. Within, it was like Jekyll and Hyde. It went from one to the next. So then in my coffee talk way, I sat back and I thought to myself, man, it was insane watching the progression of this conversation that he was having with himself, basically talking this thing through and going from a positive to a negative. And then I thought to myself, how often do we do this with ourselves? How often do you overthink things? And what we used to call back in the Navy days, it was something that as an electronic technician, we used to have regular electronic technicians that would work on radios and radars and things like that. And then we would have nuclear electronic technicians, which are the guys that work on submarines and really high-tech stuff. And whenever we would make fun of or overthink things, we would always say, we're going to nuke that out. We're going to nuke that because that's what the overthinkers and the people that really, really put a lot of thought process into it, the smarter people than we were. But when you nuke things out and you overthink it, you then tend to go into the negative side, just like that owner did. He went from the positive to the negative in a split second because he overthought it. He didn't just say, I'm going to staff it. We're going to do it, make it happen. Let's move forward. I know it works and we're going to make this happen. Nope. He started to overthink it. And then when he overthought it, it became negative thoughts. It went from the positive side to the negative side. Although we're thinking to ourselves, if I think this through and I do the right things and I'm able to navigate this, how will I make this even better? We're thinking to ourselves, how can I be more effective and be better at this? But that is not the outcome 9 times out of 10 whenever we overthink things. And then we start to question things. And then we start to ask questions of why. And then we start to doubt ourselves. And then we start to think to ourselves, man, you know, I know I could do this, but I don't believe that I can do it. I've never been able to do it before. I've failed before. I fell on my face. And we start to talk badly about ourselves. And we start to doubt ourselves. And then we start to negative self-talk. And all those things start to creep in. All because we're overthinking things. So do you do that? Because I do. I do it all the time. I overthink things all the time. I think it, I should say, actually, to be honest with you, I do it less now than what I used to. Because I used to overthink everything. I was apprehensive. I would always get anxiety going. I would have agita about things. I would be nervous about failure. I'd be nervous about all the stuff. And since this journey has started, like just like doing this podcast here, I took chances and I stepped out there and got out of my comfort zone. And this is what I'm doing. I'm not that comfortable getting on here, speaking into a microphone, trying to go with a one take or even a little bit of editing to be able to put my heart and soul out there for people to hear and be comfortable with that piece of it. That makes me nervous. Back in the day, I would not have even touched it with a 10-foot pole. But now, I just got to pull the trigger and do it. Every one of you know exactly how to be successful. If you've succeeded in weight loss or you succeeded in weight training or exercise or whatever it is that you're focusing on, you've done it in the past. You know what it takes to make it work. So why don't you just go back to doing that? Instead of overthinking it and making excuses for yourself about the fact that you're older, your body's changed, you got other things going on, stress levels are high, all that stuff. You know what to do. You know how to be able to work this. If you're counting calories, it's as simple as counting calories. If you're tracking stuff, it's as simple as putting pen to the paper or in an app to track it. If you're weightlifting and you're trying to get incremental gains of where you're at with your lifting weights, and you know that it takes small incremental amounts, but instead you overthink it and say, I want to get there quicker, so you go heavier weights and then you injure yourself. Nope, small incremental growth matters because you're training your body to get there. You know this. You all know this. All these things that you're trying to be able to work on, we all know it. The problem is we overthink it, and then we start to become defeated, and then we start to sabotage ourselves because of the fact that we overthink it, and we don't necessarily just put the pen to the paper and make it happen. I posted in the talk, I said, there was this old phrase, and I'm sure many of you have heard of it, called the KISS method. And I know I talked about it earlier in my podcast back in the day, but it's KISS, KISS method. And there's two different ways to be able to say it. One of them, the first letter is K, so it's keep. I is it. S is simple. And then the other S can either be silly or stupid. And I know using the word stupid is not a very nice thing to do, but old coach taught me that. So this is the way he used to talk to us. So it's okay. So for me, keep it simple, silly is what we'll say, okay? KISS. Keeping it simple is making sure that you remove all the clutter, all the noise, all of everything, and just do what it takes that's necessary to get the job done. Easier said than done, I know that. It's also okay to question things. It's also okay to be able to say, okay, so how do I get there? Or if I've got a point A to a point B that I want to get through, and the path from point A to point B is not a straight line, it's a wavy one, it's curvy, it's all over the place, it's not really necessarily one point from one A to one B. Instead, there may be some planning that comes into place, and I got to be able to map it out and see how it goes. That part of the thinking is okay because you're planning on how to get there. The overthinking stuff is the doubt. It's the self-defeating mentality of I'm afraid of failure. You know, those are the things that you got to really dig into. And, you know, I was just, while I posted it on No Finish Line Nation, one of our readers or one of our members of No Finish Line Nation, Mike Brunell, he posted on there that anxiety, when it kicks in, is something that he's really trying to battle through and be able to get through and get past. And one of the things that I shared with him was, I always have my positive aspect in my pocket, ready to go. I have to. Because I can always reflect in the mirror and say, am I being a positive person or am I being a negative person? Am I being somebody that's going to be self-defeating, or am I being somebody that's going to help to embrace and lift myself up so that I can move forward and be positive in this world? Right? So if I feel that I'm getting negative, or I feel that the agit is kicking in or the anxiety is kicking in and I'm going, man, I just don't know. I failed at this in the past. I'm not good at what I'm doing. I need to stop what I'm doing. And I need to think to myself, what's the positive side of this? Even if I fail at something when I'm trying to be healthy or trying to be better, even if I fail, even if I fall down and I skin my knee, I'm still doing good things for myself. I'm still working hard at bettering myself. So I can set myself up so I can stand up. I can brush my shoulders off. I can put a little bacteria ointment on my little wound that I have. And I can continue to move forward in that same space and keep on trying. Instead of my previous world where I would get up, look at my wound, see where I'm at, and give up and dive into a Boston cream pie. This is where the rubber really meets the road. It's the mental side of things. Are you setting yourself up for success or are you setting yourself up for failure? You have to think to yourself, what's my out? What is my plan around the times when the mental monkeys kick in and the butterflies and the moths are all flipping around in our heads and we're thinking to ourselves, I can't do something. I'm going to fail at it. All the things. My previous history has told me that I'm going to do this. My family history is this. All the things. And you want to change that mantra. You want to change that path that you're going to take. The only way that you do it is through positive affirmation and continuing to be a realist. I mean, we can be a realist to know what we're going to be facing, but be a positive person towards knowing that you can do whatever it is that you set your mind to. You can't doubt yourself. We all do it so much. We doubt ourselves all the time. You can't do it. You can achieve whatever it is that you want to. You just have to work. You got to work at it. And you've got to keep on moving forward. Keep it simple, silly. K-I-S-S. Don't overcomplicate things. Don't overthink things. Don't nuke those things. If you've got a goal that you're shooting for, shoot for the goal. Don't overmix it. Don't think to yourself all of the... See, one of the things that I talked about just a little bit ago was about planning. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm planning something out, a lot of times when I plan, I then plan for plan A, B, C, D, E, and F. Well, what if just plan A is working? And I've got B, C, D, E, and F all ready to go. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe I should break out a B if it gets a little bit tougher. No, how about you just stick with your plan A? And you keep on doing until plan A doesn't work. And then you have to go to B, C, D, and E, and F. See, we doubt ourselves. We think to ourselves, well, we've got to make sure that we've got a backup to a backup. We got to make sure that we aren't going to fail at this. We got to plan everything out. We got to make sure we're good to go. No, how about just pulling the Band-Aid off and moving forward? One foot in front of the other. Be the best version of you that you can be. And again, you can accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. You just have to believe and push forward. Those are the keys. Now, am I perfect at it? Absolutely not. Do I struggle with it every day? Yes. Am I able to talk about it in a way that I know what you're going through? Yes, I am. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because I think it matters to people. It matters to be able to navigate this journey during the times when things aren't as rosy. Because when it's going really well and you've got everything on, like in tow and ready to go and you're doing things well, it feels so right, right? You feel like you could take on anything. You feel like nothing can stop you. Nothing. It's the times when the S starts to hit the fan a little bit and you're looking around going, oh, you know what? It's not as fruitful as what it once was. It's not as easy as what it once was. It's not as comfortable. I don't feel as confident. I doubt myself. All those things. When all those things start to happen, that's when you got to dig in. That's when you've got to keep on putting one foot in front of the other and keep on driving towards the goal that you're trying to accomplish. Don't let anybody tell you no. The only person that really should have any say in the matter is you. And when you tell yourself no, keep going. I'm just saying, you're doing this for a good reason. You're doing this for the longevity of your life, whatever your whys are, whatever that list of whys that you have, those are the reasons that you're doing this for. Nothing else. You're trying to fight like hell to be able to get to where you got to get to based on whatever those whys are. Don't forget those. Stop overthinking. Keep it simple of knowing what your whys are and just continue to go forward. Don't fall back. And if you do fall back, bounce back quick. Know that you can get right back up. Whatever doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So whatever you do, if you fall back a little bit, bounce right back up and be able to continue to push forward. because that's exactly how I have to talk to myself every single day. I suffer from food addiction. I suffer from different stuff. I even slight depression of what I used to have when I was in the Navy. I used to go to counseling for. You got to be able to battle through and keep in a positive mindset of everything you're trying to be able to work on. Look at the body of work of the things that you're doing and look at the reasons why you're doing it. And it will only bring you back to that center point that you need to be at. Not off to the right, not off to the left. Not overly positive, not overly negative. Right there in the middle where you can feel good about what you're doing. You're fighting hard. You're a realist to know that things are going on. But you're going to continue to push forward because you're worth the investment. I hope that that helps you, because I know that it helped me when I walked out of there and I had my coffee talk moment and I thought to myself, man, he went from 0 to 60, from a really positive person to a really negative person within minutes. What are we doing in our journey to combat against that? Are we fighting through that, or are we just living in the space of once we get negative, we just stay in the negative? Or do we have an out? Do you have a lifeline, a rope to pull you out of that negativity and that bad spot that you're in? Because everybody needs it. Whether it's a call a friend, a phone a friend, or whether it's a note that you wrote, or whether it's your whys written in your pocket. Use whatever it takes to be able to get you out of that negative space to just pull you somewhat towards the positive, so that way you can continue to battle and fight like hell to really, really dig in and be the person that you deserve to be. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquidchaino 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquidchaino 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.